Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, precious family, and welcome to Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you're listening from today, may the peace of God fill your heart right now. Today's topic is strength through the word. Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 119, verse 28, which says, "My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word." Let me read that again. Strengthen me according to your word. That means strength is not just something we feel, it's something we receive through the word of God. Let's begin with a powerful story from the life of David in 1 Samuel chapter 30. David returned to Ziklag one day and found that the Amalekites had invaded the city. They burned it down and took the women and children captive, including David's own family. The Bible says the men wept until they had no more power to weep. Imagine that. Grown men, warriors, broken. And then it got worse. The same men who followed David began to speak of stoning him. David had lost everything. His home was gone. His family was missing. His leadership was under threat. But then the Bible says something powerful in 1 Samuel 30 verse 6. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He didn't strengthen himself in his feelings. He didn't strengthen himself in people's opinions. He strengthened himself in the Lord. And how do we strengthen ourselves in the Lord? Through his word. Let me ask you this morning, have you ever felt emotionally drained? Have you ever faced a situation where you didn't even know how to pray? Have you ever felt like your strength was melting away? Psalm 119 verse 28 says, "My soul melts from heaviness." If you've ever felt that way, you are not alone. Even the psalmist felt it. But here's the key. Strengthen me according to your word, not according to my circumstances, not according to what people are saying, but according to your word. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." How do we wait on him? We stay in his presence. We stay in his word. The word renews us. The word recalibrates us. And the word reminds us who we are. That's why the word gives strength. 1. The word reminds you of God's promises. When fear says, "You won't make it," the word says in Philippians 4 verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." When lack says, "You don't have enough," the word says in Philippians 4 verse 19, "My God shall supply all your need." What voice are you listening to today? The voice of your situation or the voice of Scripture? Be encouraged. God's word is stronger than your reality. And if you hold on to it long enough, your reality will align with his word. 2. The word rebuilds your inner man. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Just as food strengthens the body, the word strengthens the spirit. If you starve your spirit, you will feel weak. But if you feed on the word daily, strength becomes your lifestyle. I sense this strongly. Some of you listening have been trying to fight spiritual battles with emotional strength. That's why you've been exhausted. But today, as you return to the word, strength is returning to you. I declare over you, your strength is being renewed right now in Jesus' name. Your mind is being stabilized. Your heart is being fortified. In the name of Jesus, you will not collapse under pressure. The same word that upheld David will uphold you. The same word that sustained Elijah will sustain you. And the same word that empowered Paul will empower you in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Let me ask you, when was the last time you intentionally fed on God's word? Not just scrolling past a verse, but truly meditating on it? If you've been spiritually tired, could it be that your spirit needs nourishment? Here's your encouragement. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, "If you meditate on the word day and night, You will make your way prosperous and have good success. Success is connected to meditation. Strength is connected to the word. Actions for the day. Today's action point is simple. 1. Choose one scripture that speaks to your current situation. 2. Write it down. 3. Read it out loud at least 3 times today. 4. Personalize it. For example, "The Lord is my strength." Psalm 28, verse 7. Say it like this: "The Lord is my strength today. I will not be weak." Watch what happens. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, I want you to say this out loud wherever you are. Speak it with faith. "Today, I receive strength through the word of God. My spirit is strong. My mind is stable. My heart is encouraged. I am not overwhelmed. I am upheld by God's promises. The word is working in me. The word is working for my good. I'm strengthened and walk in God's blessing today. In Jesus' name." Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. We appreciate you for your word that gives life and strength. I pray for everyone listening right now. Renew their strength according to your word. Where there has been heaviness, bring upliftment. Where there has been confusion, bring clarity. Where there has been weakness, release divine empowerment. Let today be a day of victory, and let your word anchor their hearts. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone who needs strength today. Let's spread hope. Let's spread the word. Remember, your strength is not gone. It's in the word. Have a victorious day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.